For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're definitely more than a player away. Any player away. Doesn't matter who becomes available. Literally everybody in the NFL. It doesn't matter. There's not one player that become available. The Texans sign and all these problems go away. The one thing D'Amico said in his presser today is he emphasized that it was more than just the offensive line. It was more than just pass protection. And he was very correct. It is personnel. It is quarterback. It is play caller. It's all the scheme, I guess, is a better way to put that. It's all of the above. And everybody's got to be better. He did hit that nail on the head.
Yeah, that seems to be what the theme is. Everybody's got to be better. And I look at this, Clint, and it feels like this is the rest of the way. Because right now, we'll see what they do. We'll see what they do, Clint, moving forward. But I'm not certain that... You know, they're going to have major pieces. And as you just said, I don't know if they've got enough major pieces or they could add enough major pieces to make this thing feel very, very different. And with that being the case, Clint, it feels like the added pressure that this defense is going to have to deal with every single week is about something we're about to start seeing each and every week, unless this offense makes a change, Clint, because they know that there is so much pressure on this defense to keep the score a certain way, because one of the worst things to happen to this team is they know you got to throw it, and the game dictates you got to throw it, and you just got to drop back to give yourself the best chance to win and throw the football. And that is the worst proposition right now for the Texans. So D'Amico's defense has a ton of pressure, and that was kind of in the cards against the Jets. They got a ton of pressure on them to keep teams out of the end zone and to keep the score down, because if the Texans ever get to a space where the game dictates that they have to throw, that is the worst scenario for the Texans right now.
Yeah, look, the
and it was the best thing for them last year.
Yeah,
which was crazy.
The thought of playing complimentary football has been out the window recently, and I think that's the biggest fear, right? Is clearly the schedule's getting better, and guys like Aaron Rodgers, and now obviously Jared Goff, who I wonder if people are through, doubting him. He's playing pretty good football right now. And then, you know, you got obviously Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, and you got some great dudes coming, quarterbacks coming down the pipe with some great play callers. So that pressure's there.
We're working with Clint here.
Yeah, we're trying. The complimentary football that the offense can now do you a solid and at least stop the bleeding from time to time, shift the momentum from time to time. You know, this offense has the ability to do that, but it's been rough sledding lately. So, I think the pressure on this defense to keep the Texans in games and keep it a low-scoring game, I think is going to be ratcheted up. I agree with you.
Because I think that's where a lot of the we saw so much pressure down in the second half, because, yes, they came into that half leading 7-0, but they just flat took away Joe Mixon, because he only had 15 yards in the second half. And then, Clint, they started scoring, and they had those three straight drives. And then, bam, down the stretch, they had to throw the football. And that was, I mean, with him having to drop back every single time at that point, whew, that was something in a way that the Texans just cannot live right now. They cannot have a game where Joe Mixon is taken away, and they cannot have a game in which the game dictates that they gotta throw, because right now, boy, whoo, that is. I'm watching that game towards the end. I'm like, damn, man, he's got to drop back every time. I'm thinking, like, I know the lead's 11 right now. Maybe we should just Maybe we should just call this thing here. Because mm-hmm. him dropping back. Because, I mean, how many times did we see CJ hit the deck and look like he needed...
Way too damn many.
He needed a couple of minutes. A couple of ticks before he had to get
He didn't want no help up. Let me get up my damn
set. He did that to Laramie. Is that what that was? He did that to Laramie. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm good. But, yeah, but that was... I mean, that was the scene of what we were seeing so much that they just... Boy, that to me... And this game Sunday, this is a team that can put you in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And that... Like, that's the one to watch. This game on Sunday, this is a team... I mean, the Packers, who probably don't have a problem throwing the football. They're down 17-3, and bam, they had to throw that thing. They had to throw that. That's going to be a thing to watch, to be. Right now, the Lions, they didn't have any sacks in that game. The Lions' pass rush is not great. Well, if they come in here and they look the way that other teams have been, it's just like, good God.
Well, I would anticipate them looking like other teams have looked, just simply because the level of physicality, I don't know that the Texans have seen this year, that the Lions across the board are going to bring.
Defensively too.
A big part of, I think, the protection problems, personally, I believe, is they are ridiculously soft up front. And I don't mean that soft as in the individuals are soft. I mean they snap the football and they're giving ground and they're not holding any level of like all the offensive linemen being on the same plane. The center's kicking so far deep if nobody's on him that whether it's coming from his right or his left, they've got a free four step lead to literally knock the guard off of whoever he's locked into blocking. Like we're going to back up and we're going to give a D-line all the room they need to get running starts to pick us and knock us off. And that's just, it gets them beat time and time again, one snap after another. It's just, at some point in time, I'm waiting for Juice Scruggs to snap the football. And when a guy flashes across his face to go pick the guard off, to go pick the guard off of his defensive tackle, just de-cleat him, ear hole him. Knock him off course. No, he just keeps on drifting back and lets him run right by his face and go over there and just knock the hell out of old Shaq Mason.
And then create an opening with him.
Oh, yeah, click, it's clean. Well, I mean, there's just no, like at some point, stop giving ground and stop giving, as a center, you've got to stop giving defensive linemen free runs at your guards when your guards are engaged with a defensive tackle. They don't even do that. It's so egregious that it's like their coach to do it.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.